Blog Talk Radio.
You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so righteous. You're so righteous. You're so righteous. You're so righteous. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. You're so faithful. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. You're my best friend. Lord, you're faithful. Lord, you're faithful. Lord, you're faithful. Lord, you're faithful. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. You're so holy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Blog Talk Radio. We are here every Sunday at the same time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all listeners to the service today, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. And we just thank God for you being here. We thank God for you following this ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. We just ask you if you would just click that follow button on Blog Talk Radio and let us know that you're following this ministry. To God be all the glory. When you follow this ministry, you're following a ministry without walls. We just a little bit different from the traditional church. We just don't have walls, but we do the same thing that the other ministry that they do, amen, and more. To God be all the glory. At this time, we're going to open the prayer line. If you have need for prayer, you can press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Just going to request that you only give your prayer request in the area in which you are calling from, because we are a worldwide ministry. And people listen from all over the world. And we just don't want you to put your business out on Front Street. Amen. If you have a personal prayer request, you can inbox me there on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth there on Facebook as well. And you can leave me a request there. Amen. To God be all the glory. Next month, July the 26th, Voice of Truth will be celebrating 8 years of doing the work of ministry, and we give all the glory unto God for the work he is doing through this ministry. And we are just so thankful for you being a part of that. Amen. We just thank God. At this time, the prayer line is open for prayer if you need prayer. Here at Voice of Truth, we will always open the line for prayer. We will do an opening prayer, a general prayer, and I will bring forth the word of God that God has given unto me. Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle and Pastor Joseph Ryle Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. We have been up under their leadership for several years. Amen. Apostle launched out this ministry in 2012, July 29th, 2012. She launched this ministry out. And we have been doing the work ever since then, glory of God, that God's name may be glorified. We want to thank God for this day, for this is a day that the Lord has made, and we serve a God that is holy, and we serve a God that is righteous, and a God that is faithful unto us, and we ought to love him. We need to love him just for who he is, for he is God, and we ought to worship and praise him at all times, because he is a good God, and in everything we ought to praise the name of the Lord, for he is good. You know, he's an awesome God, and he's just holy. He's just righteous. He's a faithful God. I can say that he is so faithful unto me. I love the Lord. I don't know about you. I can't say about you, but I can say that I love the God. And I'm truly blessed and still here because of his faithfulness. Boy, what an awesome God that we serve. Amen. I'm calling one more time for prayer. If you need prayer, if you would just press the 1. I also want to encourage you, if you have not purchased my ebook, The Heart Reflection, it's only $2.99. You can purchase it there on Amazon. You can just Google it. It'll come right up. Amen. It's a great gift to give to family, friends, church folks, to your church congregation. It's only $2.99. The Reflection of Your Heart. What is your heart saying unto you without you even open your mouth? What is your heart saying? Because it's all about the heart and what's in the heart. Amen. To glory be to God. If you want to know what's going on with a person, just watch them. And you could tell what's in their heart by what they do, how they live their lives. That heart of ours. Amen. I want you to go get that and read it. Amen. To God be the glory. You can download it there. It is an ebook. Amen. If you do need any assistance and help with getting your book published as an ebook, amen, electronic publication, I will be glad to help you with a small offering. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. I thank God for the business of Jackson Publishing, a publishing company. Amen. To God be the glory. The Bible says we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. So you can do it. And we all have to have help. So I'm willing to help. Amen. I'm willing to help. I learned a lot on my own by the power of the Holy Spirit and God and those around me, amen, that helped me to get this book on the electronic highway, digital highway. So I want to help you get there. And don't worry about how much money you have. You don't know what blessing God has stored upon you, and you just don't know. And I'm here to help you, amen. To God be all of the glory. To him be the glory. I don't see anybody with a hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for prayer, but do the general prayer. Praise God. If you need prayer, don't never be ashamed to receive prayer. Somebody there must need prayer and won't press the 1. But we thank God for you being there. And don't be ashamed to ask for prayer. But you can also inbox me there on Facebook on Elaine Jackson or Voice of Truth and leave your prayer request there. Amen. To God be all the glory. Lord God, we just give you all the praise and all of the glory for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice in it. Lord, we pray that you will hear our prayer, O Lord, and hear our cry, O Lord, unto thee. And we pray, Lord, that you will not hide thy face from us, O God, in the name of Jesus, in these troubled times. We pray, Father God, that you will hear us and answer our prayer, O God, as we call upon your name, O God. O God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Father God, to give peace in the hearts of those that are troubled, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We pray, Father God, that you will give our daily bread, O God, and keep us from all evil, O God. Bless those that trespass against us, O God, those that do all manner of evilness against us, those who plot and set traps and schemes, O God. We ask you, O God, to have mercy upon their soul, for they know not what they do, O God. We ask you, Father, to hear our voice, God. Have mercy upon our souls, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. O God, we ask you to watch over us, God. Oh, just like you watch over the birds in the sky, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Watch over us, God. Supply our every need, oh God. For you know what we need, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Protect us from our enemies, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God. that you're able to keep us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, either in this troubled time, even in this time of pandemic, even in this time of this virus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to give us wisdom, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to gather your people together, those that belong to the kingdom of God, that we will come together and serve thee, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, give us strength where we are weak, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, God. We ask you to be in the midst of us, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to take care of our loved ones, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Go before us, protect us, O God. We know that you're already there, God. We know you're a God that knows and sees all things. We thank you, God, for being our shepherd and being our healer and being our deliverer, oh, God. Oh, God, we love thee, oh, God. Oh, God, hear our prayer, oh, God. Have mercy upon your people, oh, God, over the nation, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, hear our prayer, oh, Lord. Hear our cry, oh, Lord. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name, oh, Lord. We bless your holy name with our praise, oh God. With all that is within us, Lord, we bless your holy name, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, that you're able to meet every need, God. And I pray that you will meet every need of every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, the household of faith, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to bless their ministries, their finances, their marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, protect them from all dangers seen and unseen, oh God. Protect them going in, they're going in and they're coming out, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, do it right now. We thank you, God, that you're able to keep us, oh God. Help us to keep our eyes focused on you, God. Help us to walk in repentance every day, God, in the name of Jesus. Wash us by the blood of the Lamb of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse us, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, of any unrighteousness, oh, God. Anything that's not like you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that it's already done. Oh, God, we give you all the praise. We thank you for Jesus and the blood that he shed, that we might live, oh God. We thank you for his broken body that was broken, that we might be healed, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just give you all the praise and all of the glory, God. We just ask you have mercy upon our souls and hear our cry. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that is new every day. We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, and we magnify thy holy name, for thou art worthy, O God, of all our praises. All these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so, and it is done in Jesus' name. Amen. To God be the glory. To God be all of the glory. The word of God will come from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. Amen. And I'm going to read verses 17 to 24, amen. But I do want to encourage you in your own devotional time to read the entirety of the chapter. And the word of God reads, "Pass after these things, that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick, and his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up unto a loft, where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself out, and he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come unto him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house, and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, See, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, Now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. Amen. Praise God for his holy word. Title of the message today is, It Isn't Over Yet. It isn't over yet. Last week we talked about the widow woman and her son and the prophet Elijah. And we talked about what you got is enough. Well, you know, the widow woman, when we talked about her last week and about the prophet, we talked about how the widow woman, by her faith, did everything that the prophet had asked her to do. And God sustained them, and they had food, and it didn't run out. The oil did not run out, and so they had enough for everything that they needed. She had enough to sow into the prophet. She had enough to do what she needed to do, what God had told her to do by faith. But isn't that something, that now God has brought forth a blessing into her home, and this right here come. You know, sometime in life it seems like once you can get through with something, you know, here comes something else. You know, here go the widow woman in the beginning of the story of the widow woman having enough of what she needed and doing what God said to do. Now it seems like she thought then that she was going to die, her and her son, just, you know, starving there because they wasn't going to have none food. And then here comes the prophet that brings forth the word of God unto her. And God did what he did, and he fulfilled the promise that he had told her that he would do through the mouth of the prophet. Well, here we go. Here we go. I don't know about you. I have done that, you know, done certain things, and I don't know about you, but look like if you can get something done, and God done bless you in another area, and you think that it's over, it's done, and sometimes we look and feel like, you know, what we're going through, that it's over, but it isn't over yet. It may look like it. It may feel like it, but it's not over yet. I guess if we could put ourselves in that place where the widow woman was looking at the fact, you know, here's this prophet in my house, you know, and, yeah, we got enough, but now my son is dead. You know, can you put yourself in that place, just where she is, where she would have been, or think about it in your own mind, what you would have thought, you know, and I thank God, you know, that he's able to, and that he's faithful, and that he's gracious towards us, and that he's able to do just what he said he would do. And, you know, and the word of God says that when she brought the son unto the prophet, it was like she was saying, you know, she was accusing the prophet, in other words. She says in verse 18, and she said unto Elijah, What have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? In other words, you know, as I can look at it, if I can say it this way, you know, she was saying, you know, yes, she has sinned, but were you coming to remind me of my sin? Do you know that God will never remind you of your sin? The enemy will only come to remind you of your sin or your past mistake, what you didn't do, what you should have did. The enemy will always remind you of your sin, but God will never remind you of your sin. Now, he will rebuke you, and he'll do many other things to help you to get on the right track, but God will never, ever remind you of his sin, of your sin, once he has forgiven you, once you have came to that side. You know, Elijah was like, you know, I bet you about Elijah, and I'm just paraphrasing and thinking to myself, Elijah probably said, now what the deal is? You know, what the deal is, because the child was dead. The child had no life. The child was dead. And so Elijah, as a man of God, he said, come on, give me the child. Let me take the child upstairs to the upper room. child up to the upper room. He took him in a place and then he shut the door. You know, sometimes we got to go to the upper room. We got to go in our praise, and we got to pray. You know, it ain't over yet. It may be dry in our land. We may not have enough. It may be some things going on in our life that's dead to us. Because it looked like before we can get something done, something else happened. Before we can turn around, something else happened. And you trying to do this, and you trying to, you may not have enough money, whatever the case may be, but you're trying to make it. And even though you receive the word from a prophet, even though the prophet and your prophet in certain areas, here comes something else. Here comes something else to try to steal your faith. Here comes something else to try to steal, kill, and destroy. But it ain't over yet. It ain't over, as they said, to God say it's over. And God ain't said it was over. No matter what you're going through right now, it ain't over yet. Look what the prophet said until he took the child up to the upper room and he prayed. You know, sometimes we got to pray. And we got to pray for ourselves. We got to learn how to pray. To God be the glory. We got to learn how to pray. He said he took the child up to the upper room and he laid it down on his bed. Because you know his bed was anointed. He was a prophet. He laid the child on the bed. And the Bible said he prayed over the child three times. He prayed unto God. Who are you praying unto? You got to pray unto God. You know, Elijah, as he prayed for the child, he believed God. And I believe that the widow woman even believed God. I believe that the woman was praying with him, even downstairs or wherever she was in the house. I believe that she was praying. I know it had to be hard for her to give her son to Elijah, his lifeless body. You know, sometimes, and you hear most people say the hardest thing to do is to give their children unto God. You know, it's hard to let our children go. But sometimes we got to release our children. We got to put them in the hand of God. That child that is wayward. That child that's disobedient. That child that want to do his own thing and his or her own thing and don't want to listen. That child is caught in the material things and the things of the world. Though that child is serving other gods besides the true and the living God. We have to give them up. And it's a hard thing to do. I'm telling you it is because I had to do it myself. You have to give your children back unto God. He's the giver of them. So we have to give our children up to God just as she handed over her son who was dead. His body, he was dead. He had no life. You know, God is the giver of life. And so we have to go to the giver of life. And he's a God that's able to resurrect them. He's a God that's able to heal. He's a God that's able to deliver. I want you to know that it ain't over yet. Because God is able to do what you need him to do. If you will have faith as the widow woman had, if you will pray as Elijah prayed, you don't have to be a prophet to pray. It's good to have a prophet in your life, whether it be a male or female prophet, because they bring much guidance, they bring you much knowledge, and they give you wisdom, and they give you understanding if they are of God. But the Bible says that Elijah took the child. We just give our children unto God, unto the Father. Give that prodigal son and that prodigal daughter over to him. As this widow woman gave her son, who had already died, no life was in his body. But she gave him unto the man of God. That had to be a hard thing to do, to give her son to the man of God. And we got to give our children unto God that our children can be saved, that their soul can be saved. You know, the word of God says, and he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord, my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. You know, I can say about me, I remember a time in my life when my soul was dead unto God, spiritually. I didn't know him. I didn't know of. I knew of him, but I didn't know him for myself. And there are many people walking around today in this world who are spiritually, their souls are dead. But Elijah prayed over this child. And we got to pray over our children. We got to pray that they shall live and shall not die. We got to give them back to God. And the Bible says the Lord heard the voice of Elijah. And the soul of the child came unto him again. And he survived. God is the giver of life. He is a God that able to bring all things back to life in your life. I don't know what's dying in your life. And it doesn't mean a spiritual, a physical death of the body. Because I remember this testimony. When I was a little girl, my mom, my God-given mother, would always say, all souls go back to God, the Father, who gives the soul, the spirit. And I quite didn't understand it as a little girl, because she used to feed me so much stuff about God. And I just quite didn't understand that. But now I understand that God is the healer of the soul. And he can bring life unto a dead soul. Even though we're walking around physically, our soul can be dead unto God. That's why the Bible says, the dead in Christ shall rise. That's why Nicodemus and Jesus said unto him, you must be born again of your soul. God put the life back in this church. And he became a living soul again. You know, he became a living soul again. And God is able to heal. You know, this story reminds me so much of what Jesus did at the cross. He lived, he died, and he rose again. He got up. And this widow's son, he got up again. God resurrected him and brought him back to life. And when we give our lives to Christ, everything in our life will come back to life. If life will come back to it. Because sin killeth the soul of men. So if we are living in sin and we're living in darkness, our soul is dead unto Christ. It's not in Christ. Just as Elijah prayed, that's why we must pray for food. For the Bible says those that pray and win souls for the kingdom of God, they are wise. So we must pray for souls because it ain't over yet. It don't matter how dead something may seem in your life. And maybe you feel like you're dying. But I declare and decree that you're going to live in Jesus' name. I speak life over you. And I'm pretty sure Elijah spoke life as he cried unto God in prayer over this child, for this mother of this child. It's something about a prayer, praying to God. That's our connection. It ain't over yet. It may look like it, but it's not. You know, you may be dying in your finances, not having enough money in the bank. Maybe you got a zero balance. Your finances are dying. Your marriage is going through a dry spot, and it's dying. You got all kind of confusion. You got all kind of division. You don't have enough for that. This stuff is just dying. It's like you can't have no peace nowhere you go. Confusion in the mind. Everything going on. You're in the world, but you feel like you're not in the world. You're depressed and oppressed. You're broken. But there's a man named Jesus that rose again, that you might have life. Your soul can live again. It can live. You got a second chance. Today is the day. You got a second chance at life. You know, we're all going to leave this world one day. We got an appointment with death. And that's something that we can't get around. We're going to keep that appointment. But we do want to know where our soul is going. Because there is life after death. The soul, it don't never die. We have a body. And our spirit and soul, we got that. But then all, what they said, mortal body, it gets slow, get real slow, older you get, it dies. And the spirit goes back to God, the one that gives it. That's why the Bible tells us in Genesis that God breathed into the nostrils of Adam, and he became a living soul. He became a living soul because he is the giver of life. It ain't over yet. It ain't over. You need to cry out in prayer for your children, for your wife, for your husband that don't want to ask. You ain't got to let it die. It ain't over yet. If you cry unto God, it's not over. You got to have faith. You got to trust in the living God. He's the giver of life and hope. There's nothing too hard for God. Not one thing is too hard for him. He knows all one thing. He knows all things. We have to cry out unto him. We got to give it to him and know that it's not over yet. Don't be deceived. Don't be fooled by the work of the enemy. The plots in this scheme. It ain't over yet. I imagine that the widow woman thought that it was over. But I believe she had enough faith because she handed her son over to the man of God and believing. And he took that child up to the upper room, to the room where he was. And he cried and prayed over that child. You got to pray. Pray over whatever it is that you feel like is dying in your life. You got to pray. Pray over it. The Bible tells, pray without ceasing. Pray. Pray in these troubled times. Pray unto God. Because he knows all things. He sees all things. He knows all things. And he'll breathe the breath of life. It is a, he'll blow the breath of life back into your situation. And ain't what it looks like. It ain't over yet. It ain't over. God says it over. God said it wasn't this child's time. It ain't your child's time. It's not the end for you. It's not yet ain't your time. We don't see that in the name of Jesus. I send it back where it came from in the name of Jesus. It's not your time. You shall live your days out upon this earth, and you shall do what God has called you to do. You shall live and you shall not die. I speak life over your situation right now. In the name of Jesus, I speak life. It shall live. It shall not die. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. It shall live. It ain't over yet. And I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care how the enemy comes. It ain't over yet. It ain't over till God says it's over. And it ain't your time yet. It ain't your time. You call out to God, and you pray, and you pray until something happens. Pray his word. Stop praying lawful prayers. Pray in them religious prayers, and you know where. Pray the word of God. Time yet. It wasn't the young boy's time. Now, we don't know what kind of illness it was. We don't know what it was, but we do know that God breathed the breath of life back into him. The breath of life. He's a giver of life. He can give you life in every situation of your life. I can tell you that he will. I'm a living witness that he will. Now, here this widow woman, for natural miracle in her life. Not only did he supply what she had, what she
needed to survive that she didn't starve to death on her son. Then her son dies, and that's how the enemy works. And then God heals the child and brings him back to life. The Bible says, the prophet, the true prophet of God, the child, back to the mother. Good God Almighty. He took the child back to the woman, the widow woman. See, he said, thy son lives. Hey, I come to tell you that your son going to live. I come to tell you that you're going to live and you shall not die. Your daughter going to live. You going to get it all back. He's going to live. It ain't your time yet. And I don't care what the enemy said. I don't care what they do. I don't care what kind of trap they set. You cannot kill what God has anointed to live. That's the life of everybody over the line. I speak life. I speak more than enough. I speak increase over you. I speak abundance over you. I speak healing over you. I speak deliverance over you in the name of Jesus. It ain't over yet. Got to believe it. You got to walk in confidence and believe it no matter what comes your way. What knocks you down, get back up. It ain't your time yet. But you stay down there, get up. Much you can't get up. You can get up. Get up and trust God. Believe what he says in the word of God. Pray. I will heal their land. It ain't your time yet. I don't care what's going on in the land. It ain't your time yet. They could have stopped. It wasn't their time to stop. It wasn't time for them to lead the world yet. And God made a way for them, just like he can do it for you. He did it for them. He can do it for you. You ain't going to stop. And they ain't going to cut your lights off either. You're going to have an income, too. So God will provide everything that you need. It's not your time yet. So don't receive that. Don't receive no doom. Don't receive it. Don't receive lack in your house. Don't receive no spirit of division in your house and confusion. Don't receive it. Send it back where it came from. It's not yours. And no matter where your children are right now, believe God to bring them back home. Pray over your children. Give them back to him. Give them children back to him. I know it's hard. It's really hard to do. But give them back and keep them lifted up in prayer. And God will save them. Because he promised us that in the word. That he will save our whole household. We got to believe what God says in the word. And even though it looks like it. And even though it looks like everything dying around you. And everything drying up. We got to believe God. And know that it's not over yet. You got to know that God takes real good care of you. No matter what the situation may be, God will take care of his people. Got to believe it. We got to believe it. We got to believe it with all our heart. We got to believe God. Because God loves his people. He loves his people. He ain't forgot about you. He ain't forgot about me. But he's a giver of life. And we have to start with salvation. Those that don't know him, we got to start with salvation. Because all the benefits come when you know Jesus. You know, she knew the prophet. You know, she knew the prophet. The prophet was in her house. She sustained the prophet. God sustained her. God took care of her and her son. And he will take care of you and yours. I believe it. I believe it. I believe all mine gonna be saved. I believe it. You got to believe it. You got to pray. I love it because Elijah said, see, I want to say to you, see, thy son shall live. Thy daughter shall live. Your marriage shall live. It might be messed up to the floor, as they say, but it shall live. God gonna give a new life. live a new life.
It's going to live. Your ministry is going to live. It ain't going to die. No matter who's coming against it, it's going to live. It ain't going to die. It's going to live. So God's going to breathe the breath of life over it. And it's going to resurrect that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. Hey, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead. He got up. And the Bible tell me, as the other was saying, see that the Bible tell me that he got up. And he rose with the key to death and the grave. We got to believe. We got to believe it. It's not, it ain't over yet until God says it's over. He's the only one that can give you life. Eternal life. And we know that to be a truth because nobody controls death. The rich don't control death. They don't control life. They got a little bit more money than everybody else. But they're going through too. Nobody but the living God has control over life and death. Only he is the giver of life. He's the only one to bring a soul back to life. We got to get it right, y'all. And I want to talk to you, those that are not saved. You know, today is the day that you ought to give your life to Christ while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. The time not is to give your life to Christ while you yet live. You want to do it now while you can. You want to do that now. And you need to do it now. I mean, you know, I know some things where, you know, I got plenty of time. I'm young. You know, I'm having a good time doing what I want to do and all kind of stuff. But Jesus came that you could live in every area of your life. He doesn't just start with salvation and start that everything in your life shall live. Because he says, I am the way, I am truth, and I am life. So everything and everybody that's connected to him, they have the benefit of being a part of the kingdom of God. Jesus is the way to life. He says, I am life. So that means everything in your life shall live. Hold on. Because we want to make sure that our soul will rest eternal. It will have eternal life. Not eternal damnation, but eternal life. The soul will always live. The spirit, it will always live. The body, it will die. Because it's just a shell to house our soul. Not spirit. Spirit, as my mother, God given mother would say, goes back to the Father. He goes back to him that giveth soul. He's the one that give us life in our bodies. It's just like, let me give an example right quick. Just like somebody, the EMT comes and they pronounce somebody dead, you know, and they take those machines, I don't know what they call those machines, but they put them in the heart area and they start pumping them, Some people come back alive, but why do you think they came back alive? Because God breathed the life back in them. And then you see people that they can pump and they can pump and they're pumping and nothing ever happened. Because God is the giver of life. And he is the one that gives us life in our soul. He's the one that gives us life in every situation in our life. He is the giver of life. He is. Nobody else can give you life. You must go through Jesus. And I want to encourage you today to give your life to the Father. I don't know what you're going through in your life, but why go through it alone when Jesus died that you might have life, that your soul can live again after your physical death? You'll have eternal life. That's why the Bible tells us that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish and have eternal life. God will hear your prayer, and he will give you life in your soul. You don't have to die an eternal death. You have a choice now. So this ought to be the day that you make the choice today. And if you are not saved, I'm going to go ahead and do the invitation. If you're not saved, if you will say this prayer with me, Lord, I'm a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I believe that you live and died for me. I believe that your body was broken for me. I believe that you shed your blood for me. I want life. I want eternal life. I give my life to you this day. Come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Me by your blood. Help me, Father. Help me. I can't do it on my own. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. If you said that prayer, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. I want you to hit me up there on Facebook, or Voice of Truth. And I want to set up session with you and also with my leaders, amen, so they can help you get where you need to be with God, amen. We want to also encourage those who are churchgoers, as they call them, the unchurched. Those that are just on the church roll and you're doing work in the church and you're paying tithes and offering out of the church, but you're not truly saved. And I want to encourage you to give your life to Christ today. And if you fit in that category, I want to ask you just to ask the Lord to please save me. I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. I turn from my sin. Help me to walk in repentance every day. Help me to turn my life around. In Jesus' mighty name. And if you are a backslider and you have backslidden back into the world, it's time for you to come back unto your first love. Come back unto the Father. Come back to that place, in your place with God, and do what God is calling you to do. We got to get it right. Come back in the sheepfold. You don't want to get caught outside of the sheepfold. You want to stay inside of the sheepfold. And I want to encourage you today because God says in the word that he's ever married to the backslider. And God loves you so very much. He's not worried about how you got there. He, I know how you got there. But now is the time that you need to come and get your life right with God. You know, some of the things that go on in our lives sometimes is because of the choices that we made in our lives. And we turn away from God and we turn to other idol gods. And we do a lot of things that we should not do. And we know that we are doing ungodly things, unholy things. But we got to come back to God. Come back, come back, come back, come back to your first love. Come back to your first love. Come back to God. Come back. Because you're not always saved. When you turn away from God, you got to come back. You got to come back with a heart of repentance. And you got to change your whole life around. Jesus came that all men might be saved. All men. And he loves you. He'll never remind you of your sin. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will breathe a breath of life over you and your situation if you would just come. And if you fit in that category and say, Lord, I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow. I come back. I repent of my sin. Ask him to help you. I don't know how you got there. But I know that God is able to deliver you from whatever it is. If you truly want to be delivered, he's able to keep you if you want to be kept. And if you said that prayer and you've been in any of those categories, I want to welcome you to the body of Christ. Hit me up there on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, or Voice of Truth, and I'll get you set up with some section with my leaders, amen. To God be the glory, that you can start doing what you need to do for God. What an awesome God that we serve, that he's able to do all things. I want to go ahead and do the announcement. I do hope and pray that you tuned in to Pathetic Corner today. She is Prophetess Martha, is the radio host, and we are called the Hour of Power. She has the first hour from 5 to 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to become a follower of her ministry. I want to also encourage you to sow a seed in her ministry. I know that her ministry have been a blessing to you, a powerful word from the Lord today, Bear. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to that if you missed the message today. It was a very powerful word from the Lord. It was an on fire word. So I want to encourage you to do that. I want to also encourage you, if you need to speak to the prophet, amen, you can hit me up on Facebook and I get you connected to her. Or you can just go to Facebook, Martha Williams, or Prophetess Martha Williams, and inbox her there, and she will set up a session with you. Also, make sure you come with the offering, amen. You always want to come to a prophet with an offering, amen. To God be the glory. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour, power from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Then on Tuesday night, we have for you One Word from the Lord with my leaders, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. They're on the air live at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I don't know about you, but I need a word from the Lord. Amen. A powerful man of God, a powerful woman of God. And I want to encourage you to do that. If you need a mentor, if you need a leader, if you need a coach, if you need someone to help you with ministry, amen, because you don't need to try to do that by yourself, amen. You need somebody to help you. And I can tell you, they will do an awesome job. They are great leaders. They are true leaders of God, walking in the way of God, a man and woman after God's own heart. They love people, amen, and they will want to see you do just what God called you to do. And so I want to encourage you to do that. You can hit up Pastor there on Facebook, Pastor Joseph Ryle. That's R-O-W-E-L-L. And also you can also hit Apostle there on Facebook, Yvonne Ryle, and Prophetess Yvonne Ryle. She has two pages, amen, to God be the glory. I also want to encourage you to follow them there on Block Talk Radio. Follow Pathetic Corner there on Blog Talk Radio, and also follow Voice of Truth there on Blog Talk Radio. And I want to encourage you to do that. I also want to encourage you to become a WOW partner for an offering of $25 or more. And that will automatically put you on our prayer list, amen. It will almost put you on our prayer list, and then you'll receive different perks during the week to help you with your journey, words of encouragement during the week. There's also always something going on. We have ministry for you here, and it is a church. We are a Bible-believing church, and if you just give your life to Christ, I want to encourage you also. I don't want to go back to that. I want to encourage you to get your Bible. If you don't understand the King James, get you a New Living Translation, and that will give you a better understanding. But I want to encourage you to start developing your relationship with Christ. We are ministries. We are ministry without walls. We are no different. We have we can have sessions with you right where you are. And so we want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to follow these ministries just because they don't have a building. Right now, ain't nobody too much in no building. But anyway, we're going to leave that right there. But Jesus' ministry was a ministry without walls, and people follow his ministry. So I want to encourage you to follow this ministry. I want to encourage you to begin to sow your tithes and your tithes and offering. If you don't have a church and these are ministries that you have accepted as your ministry, you need to begin to pay your tithes and your offering in the ministry and watch God bless you. And so we want to encourage you to do that. Also, we have for you on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing Ministry with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, who is the radio host, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on Block Talk Radio. She is live. Powerful word from the Lord on yesterday. Oh, and they say Elder walked the dog. Walked him up, then she walked him back. He was trying to get loose, but she had him locked up. He couldn't go nowhere. But I tell you, she preached that word on yesterday. And I want to encourage you to get connected to these ministries and stay connected to these ministries. Amen. Ask God about it. Pray about it. Amen. Pray about it. If you're following these ministries, we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. To God be all of the glory. We want you to get everything that God has for you. If he did it for me, he can do it for you. Because he shows no respect to person. Amen. We want to thank all our listeners for being here with us, and we want to encourage you to be safe and use common sense. Make sure you wear your mask when you go out. Make sure you're covered when you go out. Just cover yourself under the blood as well. Make sure that you have your gloves on, because you don't never know who touched what, and you don't know whether their hands are clean or unclean. So I want to encourage you to do that. Just be safe. Keep your children covered. Keep your family in prayer. This is a praying time. And if we pray, as God asks us in the Word of God, He will heal our land. Pray for our nation. Pray for our president. Pray for those around us. Let's get into prayer. Prayer changes things. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to get up out of here, and we're going to do the benediction. Now to Him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you falling before His presence with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I'll say, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. We love you. God love you. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Have a happy 4th of July. Be very careful. Be very, very, very careful. Be safe. In Jesus' name, we love you. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen.